الله الرحمن الرحيم لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما. As explained, that Allah mentioned all the evil qualities of the Ahle Kitab, particularly the Jews, and most of the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, were from amongst the Jews. But the Quran Sharif is a fair Kitab that does not only actually condemn the wrong and evil, but praises those that do good as well. So from amongst them, there were those people who brought righteous Iman, like Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and others also. And that we had discussed yesterday. So these people who had achieved that depth in knowledge, not only superficial knowledge, but the truth that leads to Allah ta'ala and that connects with Allah ta'ala. So they were such, Allah ta'ala says, that they believe, and the believers also believe on all that what has come in the Quran Sharif. And that very briefly we had discussed it, that a person believes in the whole Quran Sharif, every command about Qadr also, about interest also, all whatever commands there are. Not only say I believe in the Quran, and in many parts of the Quran, the teachings of the Quran, we do not accept it, or we do not practice it, or we make a different interpretation, and we feel it's permissible in these times. So that should not be the case, the proper Iman on the Quran Sharif. Wal muqeemeen as-salata, and they are those people who established a namaz, not only performed a namaz, but they established a namaz. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala praises those believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتٍ خَاشِعُونَ, that those believers have become successful. And of all the qualities which Allah mentioned, the first one is that they have concentration in their namaz. We all can think, we just made Fajr namaz. Did we think of Allah Ta'ala in our namaz? Did we think of Akhirat in our namaz? What concentration have we got? And the opposite of that namaz, the Quran Sharif itself says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, that there is wail, that is a valley of destruction, or it is destruction for those people whom عَنِ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, who are unmindful of their namaz. They don't concentrate, they don't make some namazes, etc. Whatever the tafsir of that ayat is, so we should see on this quality also, and Allah has mentioned this in the Quran, of the sincere believers from amongst the Jews, and for us to take a lesson from there. So what is the condition of our namaz? Wal muqtoon al-zakat, and these are those people who give their zakat. Zakat is not a matter of just cash work, that I think I'll give so much this year, but a person should calculate properly and take into full consideration all his various aspects of zakat. And then after that, it isn't enough just to calculate and work out the zakat and just dispose of it in any way, but we must make sure and we are satisfied in our heart it is gone to the right recipients also, to the right people who deserve the zakat. It must go in their hands also. That is also our duty, not just a matter of paying it off. So all these matters, we should consider them very seriously and very carefully, make sure that we practice on all these matters properly. Deen is not just a ritual or just a customary thing, but it is a thing that we devote ourselves to and do it properly. Deen should be the most important in our lives, more than our dunya. Our deen must be important. May Allah give us tawfiq. Then there are one or two more qualities to be discussed, which we will discuss inshallah. Subhanallah.